This episode is going to be so fetch.
Stop trying to make that a thing, Jen.
Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and life on and off the mat. I'm Jen Eads, a white belt full of curiosity and questions about all things jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, a Brazilian jujitsu purple belt, obsessed with jujitsu.
AJ, what are we talking about in this episode?
Well, we had a recommendation or a request, I guess, for us to talk about how to integrate with an already established team and how to deal with mean girls.
Why are girls mean? Or why do you think girls are sometimes perceived as mean?
Honestly, I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt. I think that if you live from the standpoint of people are doing the best that they can, I think we'll all be happier. This has been a big conversation in my life right now. Like, do you think that people are trying to do the best they can with the tools that they have?
Yes.
And I firmly believe that. Yeah. So I think if you live by that, that's a one thing that'll make it easier.
Yeah.
I think typically most of the time people are mean because they're in their own head, right? Mm-hmm. Like they're mean because they don't feel good about themselves. Or, you know, it's more of their own issues going on in their head. Also, I think a lot of times they're not meaning to be mean. Like, you look at a lot of people and you're like, oh, she's got a real RBF, you know, like, but it's not that they mean to be that way. I think that it's, you know, maybe they're shy or maybe they're anxious or something. I think a lot of times they're not actually mean. They just don't have good social skills or something. So,
yeah, I can relate to that. I tend to be a little more on the quiet side. So it's not that I don't want to talk. I just maybe don't. Or especially in jujitsu, I'm so probably in my head already.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with anybody else.
Yeah. We never know what someone else is going through.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what kind of day they've had or what's going on in their home life or at work or anything like that. So I just personally think that it's best that you give someone the benefit of the doubt instead of just being like, oh, that girl's mean or rude or whatever other name you might call them. Like, maybe just be like, hey, you know, are you doing okay? If you ever need a friend to talk to, I'm here. Something along those lines. I don't know. I tend to think that it's probably something going on with them and not me. They're not meaning to be rude or mean to me or to the other girls or anything like that. And, you know, okay, so not a girl, but let's talk about, you know, like Coach Chris. So, okay. I mean, I think he's a great example because a lot of people kind of are like, oh, that guy's a jerk. That's
Coach Chris.
Right? I know. But like some people just instantly are like, oh, that guy's not very nice. But Coach Chris is the nicest human. Like he just texted me right now and was like, hey, I left some face masks at the school in case anybody needs any. He just goes in and, you know, cleans things or builds things for Christmas a couple years ago. So there's there's probably more, but there's at least two things that I like love and collect. You know, he made me like, so he bought a nutcracker and then made hand sewn a gi on her and then drew like the JC logo on one side and my Fuji logo on the other side and put a purple belt on her and braided her hair and like,
oh my gosh,
right? And then he also made me an apron like with our logo and it ties with a jujitsu belt. And so like people just, you know, they see him and they think that maybe he's a mean girl. But like in real life, he's not. If you get to know him and, you know, just give him some grace, he's a great guy. And so I think like that's a good example of just judging people and not really realizing who they are.
I love that. That's a great story.
I always like when people, like if they're at the school, because that's where my nutcracker is, and they're like, he doesn't seem very nice. I'm like, let me show you my nutcracker. Like, this will help you know who he really is.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I think a lot of times too, I love to make up stories in my head.
Absolutely. Honestly, of all the, so like I'm in my third Brené Brown book right now and I think the my favorite thing that I have gotten from that is the line, the story I'm making up in my head.
Yeah.
It's powerful for two reasons. One, if you are having that conversation with somebody, like if you're willing to go up and be like, hey, new girl, or, you know, purple belt girl or whatever, if you are willing to go up and be like, hey, the story I'm making up in my head is that you don't really like me and you don't want to train with me and whatever. Like, can we talk about this? Which is terrifying to do. I understand that. But, you know, we're all about being vulnerable now, right?
Right.
But so one, I think it isn't, you know, like you're not attacking. You're trying to be, you know, that you are being vulnerable, that you're like, hey, this is what's going on in my head. But then the second part is sometimes when I just think that, like when I'm like, well, the story I'm making up in my head is she's mad at me or she doesn't like me or something like that. Just those words are like, that's what I'm making up in my head. That's not necessarily what's really happening.
Yeah, I feel like that takes the heat off the other person.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they might just be like, no, life blew up at work right before I walked in the door. And that's it. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it also, I think it's nice because it gives that other person the opportunity that if there is something going on, you've opened the door to the conversation then.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would much rather have the conversation up front than before we get on the mat.
Yeah. Or even, you know, like before weeks have gone by.
Right.
So I have some friends that train at another school and both high ranking females. Mm-hmm. So they've trained together for years and something happened where one thought the other was mad. They weren't. Uh-huh. But they thought they were. And instead of having a conversation, the one girl quit jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Wasn't in for months. And then I was like, hey, I'm coming in to train. You want to come train with me? And she was like, ooh, I don't know. I'm not really training. Like, me and this girl had a falling out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, I'm sure it's okay. Just come train. I'm sure it'll be fine. And they got on the mat and she was like, hey, I'm sorry for whatever I did. And the other girl's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I mean, they weren't, it was all in the girl's head. She had made it up basically. And I'm not trying to say, it's all in your head, but
right.
It's the story that you make up.
Exactly.
And instead of being vulnerable and having that conversation, they just let time get away from them. So they both thought, I don't know why she's mad at me, but she is. Mm-hmm. And they let their friendship fall apart because of it. They let their training fall apart. But now that girl's been back for about a year and they're happy and they're training and they're remembering that they're good friends and that they love training. And it just took them getting together and being like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a great story.
Yeah, I you know, it's hard to tell without saying names, but yeah. You know what I mean?
I love a happy ending.
But yeah, it is a happy ending. And every time I see the one girl training, I'm just like, that makes me so happy. I'm so glad you guys worked it out because there was nothing wrong to begin with.
Right.
But we're all so bad about that, about, you know, thinking somebody's upset with us when they're not.
What happens when they are just mean?
Well, it's hard for me because...
Because you're not mean?
I'm not mean. Even reading Brené's books, I'm always like, her knee-jerk reaction is to be mean. You know what I mean? Like, that's her reflex. And I'm always like, oh, I couldn't, I can't imagine. I'm just not. I'm not, that's not my reaction.
It is mine.
It is yours. I can't imagine. So... All right. If you start to get mad at somebody, how does somebody deal with that?
Oh, I should have my wife on here to answer that. I'm sure she has some thoughts. But I've gotten better about if I feel myself starting to blow, I'm better about... Okay, maybe I need to sit with this for a minute.
But, what? I mean, you're not a mean girl, though.
No. Oh, God. I'm not a mean girl, but I will sometimes, my initial reaction might be mean to something.
Right. Right. So then how does someone else deal with that? How do they, how do they,
hopefully they give me a little grace. Like if it's anybody that knows me, they know I'm not a mean girl.
Right. Right.
So for me, it's nice to have that grace. And I think that it's maybe made me more aware if I'm dealing with somebody and, you know, especially if it's somebody I know.
Right. Right.
Maybe they are just having a bad day. And then I've got to not make up the story in my head. Or maybe you just say, hey, are you all right? Like, what's going on? Especially, I wouldn't do it to some girl that I don't know. I would never ask that. But, you know, if it's somebody that I train with all the time, that's usually in a pretty good mood.
Yeah.
Like if Andrea came in and was super trolly and mean, I'd be like, what is going on? Are we living in the upside down now? Because that just doesn't happen.
This isn't right. I don't know what is happening. Yeah. It's tough to answer the question a little bit because I don't feel like we have any mean girls.
You know what? You're right. And maybe that's why I feel like I'm struggling to find the words because I haven't found it. I know that I am super, super spoiled to train where I train because we just don't have it.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I guess I don't think a mean girl would survive in our atmosphere.
I think you're right.
I kind of had the moment of like, think this is terrible. I don't know. You might take this out. But, but you know, like if a new girl came in and she was being mean to all of our other girls, I'd probably just smash her a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like there would be a very quick attitude adjustment given to her by the higher belts.
Yeah, I don't think that's the answer we're supposed to put out there. But
I think it's true.
You know, like, I think I would probably address it first. Like, hey, you can't. That's not what we do here. And I think that the community acts as the community acts. So if you came in and realized that none of us girls are mean to each other, then if you were a mean girl, you're just not going to stay.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. Go take your meanness someplace else.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't belong here.
Uh-uh.
So I think that, you know, I think we have to think about what if you go into a place, like if you switch schools or something, and you come into an environment where you feel like there are mean girls. How do you handle that?
That's a really good question. And something I probably should have been thinking about.
Well, I think it's hard because one, it's already going to be hard. You're moving, you're switching schools, you're leaving your home. So it's already going to be tough. Yeah. I think it goes back a little bit to the story I'm making up, right? The story in my head.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you feel like an outsider. And we've had several women, like right before, like this year, before the shutdown and everything, we had several women come that transferred from other schools. Probably at least four that I can think of off the top of my head that came from other academies. So then, you know, you have to make sure that our girls, our already established team, welcomes the new girls. Right? Like we have to make sure that as a community, we are making sure to ask them to roll, to, you know, go up and introduce ourselves. The established members need to make sure that they are welcoming those girls and that they are not being perceived as the mean girls.
Or even clicky, because you don't necessarily have to be mean to be clicky.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's its own level of uncomfortableness, especially for the introverts.
Right. That's very true. You know, because we have a history together. So, and I'm not saying that it's always easy to come in. You know, I'm sure we have girls that are like, do I belong here? Do I belong with you guys? But I think it's our responsibility to make sure that they feel like they belong.
Definitely.
Mariah's great for that because she'll talk
your
head off. So she's instantly your best friend.
Totally. Yeah.
And, you know, I think our girls do a great job of, you know, here's the problem. They do a great job if you show up to women's class.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll help you with the the warm-ups, or, you know, it's a smaller group, so it's easy to switch partners. I think when you get in the big class, our women do struggle a little bit more to make sure to integrate the new girls. So if they're not in that smaller environment and they're in a class of 40, which obviously won't be possible for a while, but but you know, if you're in a class of 40, then our girls get comfortable, you know, like they're like, mm-hmm. oh, this is my training partner, this is, and they forget sometimes to go make sure that they ask the new girl to roll. And it can be hard. Like if a girl comes in with a blue belt, you know, you have to make sure that you're not intimidated by that and mm-hmm. that you are still welcoming.
Yeah. And I didn't even think about that from the bigger class perspective, just because I'm not normally in the bigger classes. So that totally makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of witnessed it a little bit earlier in the year with one of the girls that I was like, I don't feel like our girls are integrating her well. Mm-hmm. And not for any particular reason. Like, you know, I just think that, you know, she might come in late to class. They didn't really have the opportunity and they weren't forcing the opportunity. So, you know, it would be real easy for that girl to be like, these girls are very clicky. They're very, you know, maybe mean girls, maybe not. Like I never want to think my girls are being mean girls, but if they don't think about it and go, hey, I've not rolled with the new girl yet and she's been here a couple weeks, then that might be what that girl perceives us as.
Yeah, I think it's just being super intentional.
Yeah, I think that's the answer. Yeah. Being intentional.
There we go. We've solved all the world problems now.
All the world problems. There we go. But it is, you're right. It's being intentional from the making sure people don't think you're the mean girl and to making sure to welcome all the other people.
See, this episode is fetch.
Still trying to make fetch happen.
I'm still trying to make it happen. If anybody hasn't watched Mean Girls, you're going to think we're crazy. So just go watch it.
Who hasn't watched Mean Girls?
I don't know. And I'm feeling the need to watch it again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to watch it again. It feels like a thing.
I think so. I think you're right. Oh my
gosh. We could have a lot of fun with like the leading up to this episode too, with just all kinds of Mean Girl quotes. And
I think our social media is about to get really good.
Nice. I'm going to stand out in the rain and be like, there's a chance it's already raining.
Oh, please do. And speaking of our social media, if you have not connected with us yet, we are on Instagram at Beauty and the Gee Podcast. I'm on Instagram at Brassy Broad Jen.
I'm AJ Klingerman, everywhere you look.
Everywhere. And we have a great Facebook group, the Beauty and the Gee Gang. No mean girls there.
No mean girls.
No mean girls. So come on in.
Or mean guys.
No, uh-uh. So join us there and we will continue this conversation there.
Yeah. And if you have any thoughts of like things that you would like us to address, please, by all means, send them to us. This subject came from a listener. And yeah, so if there's something that you'd like us to talk about, please, by all means, shoot us a message.
Yeah. And if you are listening to this episode and you have comments on it, then take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram or Facebook, make sure you tag us in it, and then we can also share that on ours.
Yeah. And answer your questions.
Yeah, and continue the conversation. And we also want to know, who do you want to hear us interview?
Yeah, we'd like to do some more interviews coming up, so we'd like to know who you'd like to hear from. We need an on and off the mat tip.
Oh my gosh, we do.
All right, so what's our on the mat tip?
On the mat tip for this week is make the effort. Especially now that we are actually to the point where we can physically get back on the mat, I think people are probably just going to be so happy to see each other.
Yeah.
But make the effort.
Yeah.
And off the mat?
Off the mat tip. So I think communicating outside of the school, whether that's like a Facebook group or a text message group, a Snapchat group, something like that. I always ask all my girls if they're on Snapchat because we have a Snapchat group. And that's probably where we communicate the most, where we'll like you know, post, like, message each other, hey, I'm going to go train tonight. Who's coming in? You know, does anybody want to grab dinner? Like, anything like that. So I think the Snapchat group has made a lot of us closer.
Oh, you youngsters.
You should get Snapchat. We're very entertaining.
I don't know about that.
You only have to communicate with us.
I'm a crotchety Gen X girl.
I'm a Gen X girl.
But I'm old Gen X girl. I'm actually probably more Heathers than Mean Girls.
I'm just saying, find a way to communicate with your people, with your tribe, off the mat as well.
I love it.
Maybe consider getting Snapchat so you can join us.
Okay, I will think about that. One more thing to learn. One more thing to put on my phone.
It's so easy. And like, you could just have it for like a month and see if you want to like do a 30-day trial.
I feel like you're in sales or run a business or something.
30-day free trial. See if you like us. Try it out. If you don't, we'll still be friends afterwards.
Okay. Then we'll go back to Facebook where my people talk. And we will see you on the mat.